Abbas Pasha's Yisrei Tavshin Ayin. Pasha's Yisrei, Mashkiach always explained a Yisrei like this. Every Pasha is, of course, made up of different episodes, different stories that took place. And the configuration of every parasha obviously is with great detail and design. So if you have in Parashas Yisrei, both the fact that Yisrei is involved in coming to Klal Yisrael, and this is the same parasha that you have, the giving of the Torah, Matan Torah, that tells us something. In other words, Ramban says, in the beginning of the parasha, we know there's a lengthy Ramban based on the discussion of the Gemara in Zvachim, whether Yisrei came before Matan Torah or after Matan Torah. But in a sense, when we learn the parasha, that's irrelevant. Why? Because if the Torah decided to put Yisrei in and his coming to Klal Yisrael in this parasha before Matan Torah, that's the way the Torah wants us to see it. In other words, he explained the same thing we say, the concept Rashi says many times in Chumash, Ein muktim u'muchim b'teira. It doesn't mean, chas v'sholem, that things are just haphazard, even though it didn't happen here, we put it over here. No, what that means is that the Torah was not necessarily written in a chronological fashion. But of course, in the order that the Torah was put, in every story where it was put, it was with great detail and great design. Therefore, we'll try to understand, over here in Parsha Yisrei, why the Torah told us the story about Yisrei, in the same Parsha as the giving of the Torah, meaning even though it could very well be that Yisrei came after the whole story was over, after the whole episode of Matan Torah was finished. It was the third day in the morning. They had been preparing for 3 days now for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reveal himself. And Moshe Rabbeinu brought out the nation towards Hashem, towards the mountain, and they stood besachti sahar, and they stood, as we translate, at the foot of the mountain. Chazal say, but literally that doesn't mean they stood at the foot of the mountain, but it means they stood under the mountain. Why would the Torah say they stood under the mountain? Just say, Vayisyasu bitzad ahar, on the side of the mountain. So Chazal tell us this must be that the Torah is telling us something else. You know what happened over here? They didn't just merely come out, the millions of people that Klal Yisrael was comprised of, they didn't just come out and stand at the foot of Mount Sinai, but rather they came to the mountain and Hashem picked up the mountain and held it over the entire Klal Yisrael. And he said, if you accept the Torah, mutav, good. And if not, shom tehei guraschem. Over there will be your burial. Which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu coerced us into accepting the Torah. So he's vayisyatzu betachtisar, that means they understood that they stood under the mountain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi brings it in one line, but it's the Gemara speaks about it a little bit more of an elaboration. Shenitla shahar mimikoymai, Hashem uprooted the mountain from its place, v'nichval em kegigas, and he held it over us like a barrel was being held over our heads. Why shom tehei kivraschem? Why not poi tehei kivraschem? Over here will be, you will meet your death. Shom meaning in every generation from now on. If you accept the Torah, good. Otherwise, you're not considered living. You're not worth living. And Taisus already asked the Kasha. Taisus says, why did Hashem have to coerce us into accepting Torah? We already did it willingly. We said on our own volition, we said, Naaseh v'nishma. We told Moshe Rabbeinu, we're ready to accept it. We're ready to listen to whatever Hashem has to tell us. Taisus says a very interesting Torah. It's a very bechidish, which Achreinim are not satisfied with. Taisva says that perhaps with all of the thunder and the smoke and the lightning, perhaps we would get afraid. And we say, oh, you know what, maybe this is not what we bought into. We didn't understand what it takes to accept the Torah. We decline. We rescind our acceptance. And that, Kodesh Baruch Hu had to force them, no, at this point it's too late. Maral is very disturbed by that because he says that if so, then you're taking away the whole schus of Naaseh v'nishma. This schus of Naaseh v'nishma that really goes l'deir u'deiris for all generations, you're you're stripping Klal Yisrael of that schus, because you say, no, really they would have given into the pressure, but Hashem forced us. And therefore the Maral explains that no, the Nasav and Ishma remained. What this added piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu forcing us into holding the mountain over our heads and saying you must accept is for the, what he calls the Mila of Torah. That means that we have to understand, of course you accept it willingly, but it's more than that. To keep the Torah, and what it means to accept the Torah is not just say, you know what, I'll accept it on my own. No, it's greater to do something out of being commanded to do so. Like we know, Godol ha-mitzvah v'aisa mimisha'ena mitzvah v'aisa. So Hashem says it's more than that, not just you accept an asav nishma. Hashem says that's wonderful, that's great, you're deserving of two special crowns for that. But Hashem says, but you have to understand also what it means to accept Torah means to accept it in an obligatory fashion. That's how the Maral explains. In a similar vein, but taking it from a positive standpoint, if you will, the Meshech Chochma explains, what does it mean, Vayis Yatzvu B'tachdis Ahar? What does it mean that Hashem forced us into it? That He held the mound over our heads? He says it, to him, it's more like a mushroom. Pirish. What this means that Hashem held the mountain over our heads. Shehera lahem kvod Hashem behokitz. Hashem showed us in His full glory while we were awake. This wasn't a prophecy through a dream, but this was while we were fully cognizant, standing by the mountain. We saw clearly Hashem opened up the heavens. Uvehisgalus neflo ad kimamish batla bechirosim ativi v'yotze nishmosim yasogus kveid Hashem v'yu muchrochim kimalochim b'loy hevdil v'ro ki kol anevrom toli rak b'kabbalah satera. What the Meshech Chochma says, what the experience at Har Sinai was not sort of Hashem scared us and frightened us into accepting us, otherwise you will be killed. But rather, it was so abundantly clear to us at that point in time that there is no other way. There is no other way to live. There's no other way of existence in this world and the next other than accepting the Torah. So there was a coercion here in the point that just like Malachim don't really have free will, even though they're not coerced, but it's so abundantly clear to them the truth of Hashem and accepting His Torah, so too Klal Yisrael at that point. They said Nasav and Ishma, and they get credit for that, because we accepted it even before we knew what it's like. Nonetheless, at that point, perhaps that was the reason they merited seeing so clearly that there is no other way but accepting Hashem's Torah. And they reached the level of almost like the angels, Malachim themselves, who don't have any free will, although they're not forced, but it means they have no free will because to them it is so clear, everything is so clear, that there is nothing else except for accepting Hashem's Torah. One who doesn't accept Hashem's Torah is considered Shamtei Tvoraskan. He might as well bury himself right over there. Let's go back to Yisrael now. Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Hei. Vayova Yisrael Chosen Moshe Uvana V'Ishtai. Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu's wife and children came El Moshe El HaMidbar. They came to the desert. Ashehu Chayne Sham Har Olekim. With there, Moshe Rabbeinu was residing at Har Sinai. Rashi's bothered with the question. He came El HaMidbar. Where else was he going to come? We knew where Klal Yisrael was. They left Egypt. We were worried. They were in the desert. So why does the Torah have to say, where did Yisrael come to? He came to where they were. They were in the desert. We know they were in the desert. Rather, the Torah here is adding these two words to give extra credit and extra praise to Yisrael. B'shvachei shel Yisrael dibar ha-kosef. Shehoyu yoyshe b'chvayde shel olam. He was sitting with great honor. He was sitting as a priest in Midian. And unad vaylibay lotzei salamidbar amakum tayu l'shmaya divrei Torah. The Torah here is talking about the praise of Yisrael. That even though he had a wonderful life before him, he had a wonderful life before he came and converted to become part of Klal Yisrael. And here he was sitting b'kvaydei shalaylam, sort of he was at the top of the world. He had everything, so to say. And yet he came to a desert, a desolate place, to join Klal Yisrael and accept the Torah. The Rabbi Aaron Kotler Zatzal says the truth is, let's face it, what does that mean? Yisrael had everything. What did he have? Yeah, for the time being, he had everything. How long did it last? There were many great pagan priests. Do we know of any of them? Had Yisrael not come and be part of Klal Yisrael, would we have ever heard of Yisrael? No, his name would have gone into oblivion like many millions before and after him. So what does that mean? He was sitting at the height of the world yet, but now that he came to accept Torah and Klal Yisrael, now that he came to be part of Klal Yisrael, his name remains. He's in the Torah in a prominent fashion. He's associated with Torah. His name remains in Torah. He lives on forever. That's a great thing. The answer is that, of course, after the fact, we can say that. After the fact, Yisrael knew that. But beforehand, he thought, you know what I'm giving up over here? I'm sitting at the top of the world. I should go to join this minority nation. I should go to the Midbar to hear the Torah. We don't even know what it's about. That's the Shvach Eshel Yisrael. You know what the praise of Yisrael is? Rabbi Aaron says it's like every one of us, we have a Yetzirah. And Yetzirah says, don't go there. You can accept to do this. You can accept an extra Seder in your life. You can accept to come to davening a few minutes early every day. You can lose out on your sleep. You can lose out on the good time spending with other people. Don't do that. And yet we know once we accept it, then we taste the sweetness. Yisrael, the praise of Yisrael is indeed, at that point he was sitting b'kvaydei shalaylam. At that point, to him it looked like he had everything. That's the illusion that the Yetzirah is able to play with us. We think we have everything, and we think we'll lose out with so much if we come to the Midbar. Come to the place where, what is it already? You come to accept, we're going to come to come learn with a chavrus and the kail. What do you have? What is this? A great entertainment here? It's hard, it's late at night, you have to leave the family, you could be relaxing at home, and you're going to come to the Midbar. What do we have over here? A room full of books. You're going to have to sit and toil and exert and break your head on the words and on the understanding. What do you have? That's only in the beginning. That's the illusion in the beginning. But once you accept it, as Rashi tells us in the parasha, Kol Haskol is Kashis, that's the hard part. The hard part is overcoming it. The hard part is saying the Nasa V'Nishma. But once a person gets into it, once he accepts it, then he sees, then it's like the Meshech Chochma explains, then it's clear as day that this is the only thing we have. What more do we have? A person could be at home and have some more entertainment, more enjoyment, more pleasure. What does he have after that? Or he could say, you know what? That's just imaginary. That's just illusory. I'll come and accept more Torah. I'll come and I'll be part of it. I'll come el Amidbar to hear Lishmaya Divrei Torah. And indeed, at that point, everything comes abundant and clear. At that point, there's no more free will. At that point, we realize, Kihem Chayena Virachamena. What more do we have in life? How long is life already? How long is life? Every day is another story about Nebuchadnezzar, another tragedy, another person who needs a Yeshua. Right? And we have a difficulty coming to understand what the real thing is, coming to understand we will have eternity, we will live on forever, where all our deeds will, the hours spent of davening and learning, where that's the only thing. We understand it so abundantly clear once we get into it. But yet Hashem allows the Yetzirah to put up that facade. Hashem allows the Yetzirah, otherwise we get no schar. So we have the Nisayan, and we are sometimes sitting b'kvaydei shalaylam. Ah, things are great. What do I need? I should go to a Midbar. I should go l'shmaya divrei Torah. I should come hear the words of Torah. I should go to a shir. I should go get a karusa. That is the Nisayan. Once we overcome that hump, then it becomes like, if not for that, of course we understand Shamtei Tvraschem. You know where Shamtei Tvraschem? Now I'm here. Had I stayed there, where I thought that was Kvaydei Shalaylam, that would have been my Kvura. That's what the person is zeicha. That's what Klal Yisrael was zeicha to, says the Meshech Chochmah. They were zeicha once they said the Asmanishim. They were zeicha then to realize that their choice of accepting it indeed was so abundantly clear. They came to the Hasaga. They came to the comprehension of Malachim to see there's no other way. And that's why we put Yisrael in this parasha too, because Yisrael's nisayon at that point, he didn't see it yet. He didn't feel it yet. He wasn't at the midbar. His nisayon is nisayon that everyone goes through all the time. Should I leave my comfort now and go? That's the nisayon the Yetzer Hara puts up as if, you know, it's not worth it. We have everything. And then we realize, we come to it, Hashem shows us clearly, this is everything. And with that schus, a person is zeiche to realize that this is the coercion of accepting the Torah. And it's an ongoing nisayon. It can be an ongoing nisayon every day and every time we have to go to Lishmaya Divrei Torah, to come to Tefillah, to come do a mitzvah. What are we leaving? What are we giving up? And that's why the Mishnah says, Kachi Darkei Shel Torah, etc., etc. Im Ata Oisekein, Ashrecha V'Tevlach. What's Im Ata Oisekein? Obviously, this is the choice. Im Ata Oisekein, all you got to do is do it. Im Ata Oisekein, if you do it, then you'll see Ashrecha V'Tevlach. Hagunav Shabbos.